Hi, this is Cass Garcia and you are listening to the podcast. This was created to help you transform your life and become the best version of yourself.
Hey, hey, Cass Garcia here and welcome back to the podcast. Do you ever ask yourself, how can some people get so much done in a day and some other people struggle to do just the basics? Reality is that we all have 24 hours in a day. I do, you do, the billionaire does, the bum does, the homeless person does. We all get the same amount of hours, but some of us get to do so much, and then some of us just struggle. We just find that there is not enough hours in the day to get everything that we have to do. And let's face it, you might be thinking, oh, but I have kids, I have a partner that doesn't do much, I work full time, I have two jobs. There is millions of people in the world with the same situation or even worse situation than you have, and they're getting more things done than you are. So what are their secrets? What are they doing that you are not? And before I get into this, because I found three things that in common that the people that get things done, they do. But you need to understand first that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. So that is the 80-20% rule that happens everywhere in your life. If you think about, you know, a book, you only get 20% of the core value of that book that you will really understand. The other 80% you probably forget, but the 20% that you got will result in 80% of whatever things that you will get from that book. So let's say I'm reading a book that is about wake up early, and that is like a lot of information in that book. But 20% of that information is the core value. And by just getting that, it will improve 80% of my life waking up early, and I'll be able to do 80% of more things. And that happens everywhere. The 80-20% rule, if you just Google it, you'll find that it will happen in every step of your life. But what are the three things that those people do that you are not doing it? Why are you struggling so much? And here they are. The first one is that most people, they have to-do lists, right? You might have it. And if you don't have it, it's not such a bad thing because you can start doing it the right way. The thing with to-do lists is that people write everything down that they have to do. They're washing, reading a book, taking the kids to college, buying a coffee, everything that they actually have to do. The problem with that is that there's two problems. The number one is that you get small tasks that are really easy to achieve in there. They will get on the way of your big tasks, your big rocks. And the second thing is that you have so many things in your to-do list that you get lost. You won't know where to put your effort, really. So the number one thing that these people do is they break down their to-do lists in the three most important things that they have to do. So let's say today I have to get my work done. I gotta make 25 calls, I gotta record a podcast, I gotta record a video, I have to take my son to kindy, I have to walk the dog. There's a million things that I have to do. But what are the three things that if I do, my day will be successful, or my week, or my month? And when I get to those three things, I then just focus on one thing. So the number one thing, write down your to-do list and then grab the three things that at the end of the day, if you do those, you achieved a successful day. You had a successful day. Then the second thing that you have to do, it's focus on one task only, and go back to the 80-20% rule. You just need 20% of the hours of your day to get most of your results. So let's say, 24 hours, but we're sleeping for maybe 8 hours. So that's 16 hours. That'll be, 3 hours that you have to really, really, really focus. Or thereabouts. Make sure that for those 3 hours, break them down, because you have three things that you have to do. Remember, your three things on your to-do list. Do like an hour each or whatever you think it's appropriate. And then for that 1 hour, have no distractions. No multitasking. It has been proved that multitasking is just a waste of time. So put your phone on like airplane mode. Tell your partner to go for a walk. Get your kids to the grandparents or whoever can look after them, or to kindy or whatever. Turn the TV off and turn the radio off. What I like to do, actually, I like to do, there is something called the binaural beats on Spotify. I just put that on and they help me focus. And for the 1 hour, I just focus on the task at hand. And I know that within 1 hour, most days I achieve the most three important things that I have in my day. And then the rest of my day is so easy and I get so much done because the big rocks are out of the way. Like doing this podcast, for example, is the first thing that I'm doing today after I've done, my shower, my coffee, my morning routine. I'm getting my big rock out of the way because I know that after this, everything else is going to be easy. There is a saying that goes like this: eat a frog every morning. That means get the hardest thing that you have to do and get that out of the way early, because everything else will just seem so easy for you. And that's one of the reasons why people love cold showers too, because not just because of all the health benefits that they have, but also if it's really hard to get in a shower when it's really cold and the water is cold. But if you do that, everything else after that, it's just so easy, right? So this is number two. Focus the task at hand. Don't do anything else. Leave it for after. And then the third thing, very, 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 very important, because your brain, it's always looking for the reward. It's always looking for the good parts of your day. So if you're just doing your hard things and not rewarding yourself, the reality is that the next day or 3 days after, your brain will be like, well, I'm doing all of this and I'm not getting anything. So getting to the habit of rewarding yourself. What I like to do is, I love coffee, right? So I have my first coffee in the morning before I start everything else. And now I'm only allowed to have a second coffee once I finish my first task. And then there is other things that you can like do. Like, for example, what I do is, if I finish my two most important tasks by 12 o'clock, I allow myself to watch 30 minutes of Netflix. And that's on my lunch break. I have lunch and then I relax a bit. I watch like 30 minutes of something and then I'm ready to go. So reward yourself. Make sure that you're giving yourself a reason to do the hard tasks. Because, again, your brain doesn't want to do hard things if it's not getting anything. And we are just so used to be rewarded with things instantly that we forget, like when we start something, for example, like we start working out, we just want to really get fit really, really, really quickly. But it takes time, it takes effort. But your brain doesn't know that. So if you go to the gym 3 times in a week and you get into like the mirror, in front of the mirror, and you're not really fit, your brain will be like, oh, that was a waste of time. So make sure, work, go and do your workout, work really hard, but then reward yourself. Maybe have, you know, I'm not saying have like something really sugary or something really bad, but maybe like reward yourself with something that you wouldn't normally have, because that way your brain will be like, oh, okay, so if I work out more times, now I can have these more times. And then you just get into like a momentum and things will start happening for you in your life. So this is what I have for you today. Thanks so much for listening. Please like and share this. Put in your stories. Share with people that need to listen this message, because this is the only way that I can grow and touch more people's lives. I will see you next time. I love you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast with Cass Garcia. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with anyone who needs to receive this message. And also, leave a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening. If you are interested in getting one-on-one coaching with Cass or be part of his group coaching, please go to www.coachcass.life or follow his Instagram page on cassgarcia.podcast. See you next time.